for those of you who don't expect to live forever, there's another form of immortality available. It requires the internet, a camera, and a gravestone. Since 1995, a group called Find a Grave has been sending volunteers out to trudge through cemeteries and photograph tombstones. The group links people up from all over the country, all over the world even, who want to see the places their family members are buried, but don't have the cash to get there themselves. We sent out our intern, Lauren Silverman, to Arlington National Cemetery to investigate.
Monday through Friday, Ann Katie is an aerospace engineer for a major global defense company. But come Saturday, she takes the subway to the cemetery and she becomes a grave hunter.
People don't really understand it. Some think it's kind of ghoulish. You know, others totally understand that it's just very peaceful. I've always enjoyed being out in cemeteries and mixing that with my love of puzzles. You know, there couldn't be anything better.
And one kind of puzzle Ann Katie never gets tired of solving is the family tree. Today she's hot on the trail of a World War I veteran who volunteered to serve in France in 1918. There are thousands of people like Ann Katie who contribute to the Find a Grave project. It all started with a man named Jim Tipton. He was obsessed with finding famous people's tombstones. So about 15 years ago, he started Find a Grave as a place to put up photos of tombstones, like Al Capone's and Karl Marx's. And then all of a sudden, people started putting up pictures of tombstones with only marginally famous names on them.
And at some point, I said, I'm kind of sick of drawing this line of who's famous and who isn't. I'm just going to accept everyone.
Tipton said that opened the floodgates.
We're now adding names that, you know, 40,000 a day or something like that, which is higher than the death rate in the U.S. So we're kind of gaining ground on U.S. Burials.
So on this morning, Ann Katie is looking for five graves, including Jesse Veach's. He's the World War I vet who fought in France.
Unfortunately, he died probably 6 or 7 years before I was born, and I never knew him.
That's Teddy Smith, Jesse Veach's cousin. Smith lives in Florida, and about a month ago, she emailed Find a Grave to see if someone in the D.C. area would snap a photo of his tombstone.
I get an attachment, and I don't know if I can explain this. There's an emotional attachment that you get when you actually see the picture of a grave marker, and you can put that in your family tree, and they're no longer just a name and some dates.
Teddy Smith is 63, and she started tracking her family history almost a decade ago.
I would love to be able to sit down with my mother at this point and ask her a zillion questions, but those are questions that I'll never get answered.
Smith's parents died when she was 20, so she's had to learn about a lot of her family through websites like Find a Grave. Back at the cemetery, Ann Katie knows she's getting close to Jesse Veach.
Most of Section 18, and it's also sometimes known as Section WWW or EUR, is World War I.
After she glances at her notes, she says the number on his tombstone should be lucky number 1556.
31. 36. 41. Yo, 1556. Let us see. And we have Jesse Veach.
But there was one problem.
I thought it was Veach.
It may be Veach.
It says Veith on there.
These stones are not always perfectly right. They did kind of a less than pristine job in getting names right.
So it could be wrong.
Oh, very much so.
Still, she took a few photos.
And a close-up straight up.
So right when I got back, I called Teddy Smith and told her to check for updates on the Find a Grave website.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That is just beautiful. Oh, I have goosebumps everywhere.
The one question I had was, look at his last name.
Yeah, it's misspelled. But, yeah, that's him.
The good news is that Teddy Smith can call up Arlington National Cemetery and get a new headstone with the right spelling. The bad news is that once that headstone is put up, she says she's going to want another photo. Lauren Silverman, NPR News.